Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So tell me.
Yeah.
How the fuck was Hemna Springs?
Okay, get ready.
Hemna
Springs.
For some
piping hot tea.
Piping hot spring water.
A tea full of spring water. They've got a new slide. It's coming out in summer 2019.
You were rumoring the new slide in the last episode.
Was I? I think it's because I
see that tweet that someone was like, oh my God, listening to like 2016, the male gays, like they're doing a very funny whatever. And I was like, that does sound funny. I cannot remember.
I have got no idea what it is. I won't remember this after this episode. I will not remember.
I have messaged you about, I've done like a follow-up message and you'll be like, what's this
what
about?
What are you talking about? I'm in a trance doing this podcast.
Like, this is a real conversation we're having.
The new slide is like, it's like a... You go through, it's higher than all the other slides, you go down and then you slide up kind of like, it looks almost like a skateboard and you slide all the way up and then you just fall back down. It's like a giant,
looks like
wide
a giant skateboard.
Pane. Yeah, it looks like it's like skateboard shaped pane of fiberglass, you know, massive.
It's and a big go, sheet, a big wall, like a half
pipe. It's like the Tower of Terror at Dreamworld.
You get dropped
you get
and
dropped
you just
down and then you
slide
up. And it's like, no.
Okay.
Amazing bit of physical comedy going on in the studio.
Would you call it a studio? Yeah, I call it a studio.
Well, there's good prices.
Do you lie on a thing or is it your own body?
Well, a TBC because it was still being built.
In operation. How long does it take to build a fiberglass pane?
I don't know.
For God's sake. Pain in my ass. Will be if you don't lie on like a Lilo or something.
But we did the funnel one.
The funnel's fantastic.
It's so much fun, isn't it?
Were there kiddies around when you were there?
All kiddies. It was school holidays.
Oh, fuck.
We were truly the only adults in the line.
And the line is packed. It's so good to go there when no kids are there.
I know.
And you're like, haha, school is in and I am out for the summer. Like, it's so good.
Here's what was wild was that the second day we went, because we got the 2-day pass.
Did you keep your bands on?
Yeah, but we couldn't.
I never used the two.
They changed the colour for the slides, so we couldn't go back on the slides. But it was too hot to go on the hot balls. It was like 16 degrees, and then when you got in the pool, you were like, "Well, too hot." So then we were there for like 20 minutes, and then we're like, "Let's go."
So you didn't really utilize. What did you? What else is there to do?
We went on a mountain bike. We did some mini golf.
Conical Hill.
We walked up Conical Hill.
Fabulous.
And we just stayed in a lovely house with Gary and Jules, who are friends of Maddie McLean's.
Oh,
yeah.
I just added
their
him.
Their son is a friend of Maddie McLean's.
On his personal Facebook page.
Wow. Welcome to the good life.
Is he married?
No. I don't even think they're engaged, but I
they
do
look
know.
They look engaged in their photo.
They very much look engaged. They moved in and he's teasing something big coming up. And I was like.
A wedding.
He's teasing like a big year next year. And I was like, okay.
Kids.
Yeah.
He will definitely get a Women's Day, like, magazine if he gets married.
He's been hosting Seven Sharp all last week. I've been watching. He's been doing great.
We should get him on the fucking podcast.
His boyfriend is a hottie as well.
We'll get them both on the podcast.
It would be fabulous.
I would love to talk to Maddie. I'd like to get to know him on a personal level.
Yeah.
Let's cut all this presenter shit aside.
Who's the real
politics
you?
Of TVNZ, whatever.
Treasure Island, Treasure Smiland.
I loved it when he interviewed. I loved it when he interviewed Sam the Weatherman, which is his full and last name. And he looked like he was like, I do like. He's like, I saw you win the treasure on Treasure Island, and I was jealous. And I was like, fuck, Maddie, you rock.
There's such real feelings there. He was so excited to be on because he loved Survivor so much,
and he was truly gutted when he got voted off.
I saw him days after he came back, and he was like, I can't.
Fantastic. I want to know more.
Let's play our theme music.
Cue theme song.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase. It's the male gaze.
And welcome along to the male gaze.
Imagine I was about to attempt the accent, and I knew I wasn't in the right placement for it.
Yeah.
We literally just, like, had a meeting with our producer, Tim, outside, like, in the sun, and I feel sunburnt, but we were literally...
I got sunburned at Hammer Springs.
Oh, congrats.
The sun reflecting off the water, you know?
And it stings you up there.
Yeah.
I've once played tennis.
Under the nose was where Chris was gesturing, by the way, for those
Look,
who are...
if you're not in the room, catch up.
we do have a small paying audience here.
I once played tennis with my brother and my dad in, say it with me, Akaroa. So it took me a while. And then...
all three of you are playing. It's going to be unfair.
It was unfair, but we just had to sort of goes.
Yeah.
And they had just newly sanded the AstroTurf where we were playing tennis. Oh, and it was lovely. A very nice hot day. And my brother's like shirt off. And, you know, I was like, God, this lad's just smacking a ball around. So I like really like rolling up my shirt and like getting into it. And I got the most sunburn I've ever been bit in my entire life because the sun was reflecting off the sand and it changed the dimension of my face because like what? Where there would be shadow
the dimension
like when you looked at my face it was like all the shading was fucked because I'd been like lit and burnt
and, oh wow
like in where the shadow should be because the sun was not coming from down it was coming from up and it truly people were like who are you it was haunting and then I went to that New Year's life's good at the beach New Year's.
Oh, well, I wasn't there.
Yeah, where were you?
Where was I? Good question.
Do you have any memory of anything?
No, none at all.
Isn't that haunting? I think when the pressure's on, I'm like, I can't remember. But then if I have a little stroll down memory lane, I'll remember.
I must have been working. I can't imagine any other reason I wouldn't have gone on that New Year's trip. But, you know, there could be others.
Bali?
No.
You went to Bali?
I've never been to Bali.
Oh, Thailand.
Yeah, different time. Way later. That was my brief single boys trip with Joseph Moore of Two Hearts, the musical duo.
I remember just watching you spiral and thinking, like, he's just having a moment. It's fantastic.
It was crazy. I was so bad. I put a message on my public, this is Snapchat throwback, 2016. Can you remember?
I still
the days?
Use Snapchat.
Really?
Yeah, because my family use it to message each other.
Wild.
So I have literally, I should rename it like the family app.
Yeah.
Because it's just like people uploading like their meals.
Yeah, my boyfriend does that, but just with a couple of his old flatmate, like flat group chats. I didn't even realize you could do
Sometimes
group chats.
It's hard to switch, like to get everyone to switch platform.
And if you'll remember, you used to be able to do kind of your public story in the same way that you can on Instagram now because they ripped off all the features to put them out of business. And
beautiful.
I was really drunk. It was after I'd done Bob's Booze Cruise, which is where you go all around. You go, they take on a boat cruise.
And I remember these
videos. They put you in, what are they called? Inflatable vests, you know, life vests. Life vests?
Yeah.
Whatever they're called.
A life jacket.
You put those on upside down.
A gorgeous life vest. Digging the vest. Loving the life vest.
Every vest is
a life vest.
Because you feel alive.
High vest, life vest.
Anyway, you put it on upside down like a diaper and then you just kind of bob in the water and then they chuck you beers off the boat and then you swim with, you go snorkeling and you feed monkeys and
you're
stuff.
You're fucking drunk?
And you're fucking drunk. It's unethical. I think they've made some changes.
I can't imagine snorkeling drunk.
Yeah.
I wouldn't trust myself. I'm like, I'm going to touch the bottom and then drown.
I know, and I'm not confident swimmer at the best of times. And after a few beers...
You'd be very confident. Your buddy, Michael Thwarps.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Michael Thorpe.
Thorpe.
Yeah.
I said Thwarp.
Anyway, later that night, I just got so hammered, and then we went to a bar, and, you know, some of the bars there, you do a nice little wink to the bartender, and then they pop you a little joint over the... They sell you that for, you know, 100 baht or whatever, something real cheap.
Well,
and then I was just doing all these
Snapchat
stories.
I feel like I'm hearing
stories.
My dad telling the stories of the war.
Give a little wink.
Feels like another time.
I was doing lots of Snapchat stories of just me, like, dancing stuff, but then I, like, did some Snapchat stories that were, like, direct messages to people. There was a time in my life where there was like different people that I was messaging at the same time.
Yes.
In a sexual way. Well, not in a sexual way, but just in a like.
Kinky.
In a kinky way. And those
way.
Just ended up on that public stream.
Oh, I remember
for
seeing
everyone
them.
Everyone to look at.
Wasn't you just being like, hey?
Yeah.
Or something like that. And then like winking. And I remember being like, he's never looked at me that way. What is going on?
I think that's why that was like, we should go out for dinner.
Oh my god,
disgusting.
It gives me
it was my worst self, truly my worst self, but a valuable experience.
A valuable experience.
Yeah.
Incredible. It feels like a lifetime ago.
I saw someone do it recently on Instagram. Someone said yes. The thottiest story. Oh, I wonder if we think of the same person, if I've talked about it. Yeah. Anyway, Tim, you got to beat that all up.
You are so clued in.
Well, I don't know.
You have to. You know all the pop culture goss.
I know all the pop goss.
I know none of the pop culture.
Really?
No.
What's going on at the moment? Bieber and Hailey.
They got married and Kylie wore a golden dress and people were like kind of talking about that.
Oh, I didn't know. I don't see. I don't
know.
God,
I love Kylie Jenner. Like, I don't know. I don't know.
She's a billionaire. And yeah. We have to jointly decide that billionaires are evil. Like,
yeah, for sure.
Right?
But there's something I just kind of, oh, for sure. Like, but I think she's my favorite rich person. And like, because I like to kind of enjoy watching it. Like,
yeah.
And I don't know.
Also, because she's like,
this is a great conversation. What is she?
21-year-old girl, you know? And I'm like,
it's
fun. I'm fine. If you're a 50-year-old man,
great mom,
with billions and billions of dollars that you're just hoarding for yourself,
I'm just
that's
like,
fucked up.
I'm just like, there's all sorts of different people in the world, and there are people that do good things, and then there are people who do, like, medium things, right? Like,
yeah.
I mean, in terms of, like, doing good in the world. Mm-hmm. I'm like, she's not doing good in the world.
Yeah.
She's making lipsticks. You know, yeah. And like lip kits and makeup and skincare lines, whatever. That's fine. I mean, but it's not bad. But I'm like, yeah. Let her make $1 billion doing it. That's fine. And then it's fun watching it on YouTube.
Yes.
But then there are other people who I'm like, you are my barometer for like what is good in the world and stuff. And when you do something that is bad, then you should be held accountable.
How evil do you think Ellen DeGeneres is?
Full evil. Mm. Well, we've said this before.
I know, but I feel like the whole world is catching up.
Yes, Michael was like, I always knew she was evil, but we never had the receipts.
And like, he was here, like, it is.
Rubbing his hands together. And it's true. Like, it sort of validates some opinions. But I do feel like you can't trust people with that much money.
No, exactly. And she's just shown her true colors in that her wealth is more important to her than anything else.
But literally, she's constantly talking about is her money, how famous she is. And, like, it used to be a joke, but then I was like, but you are that famous and you do have that much money.
Yeah.
And then she's got, like, I don't think there's anything that's kind of keeping her in touch because she's so rich, she's so busy all the time.
I'm yeah.
Like, of course she would sit beside George W. Bush and not think anything of it.
Yeah.
But right. She's like, and I watched The View. I use The View a lot.
See, you say that I'm not clued in on pop culture. Meanwhile, you're over here watching The View.
Well, I watch The View, but I wouldn't say that's I wouldn't say I'm like on the pulse.
But they will let you know what Jennifer Aniston's up to.
I only watch clips of The View, and it's always their political stuff.
Oh, yeah, great.
Because I just find it so chaotic watching Megan McCann like spill out like rancid fire,
oh,
and then
no.
Will people be like, shut up. what's the redhead one's name?
I don't know.
Oh. Well, she's my favorite.
Okay.
What's her name? I asked Siri the last time, and I was listening to listening to the podcast.
Good work.
The only time I ever do it, but when you yell out, "Hey Siri," damn it, like it does it on your phone. So when you're listening to it out loud, so apologies to
listeners.
But honestly, they would have been.
But also, hey Siri, hey Alexa, hey Google.
I know
we're gonna fuck up your life.
Hey Siri. Who is in the cast of The View? Which one? She's found five? Okay. I want to know. Fuck, this is frustrating me. I can feel everyone at home who watched The View screaming the name of
saying,
her.
It's Gillian Smillington.
The View. Okay, here we go. Host. Oh, no.
It's Chris's sweater.
Joy Bayer.
Okay, cool.
She's my favorite.
Oh, that one. Oh, yeah. Cool.
And
I can't believe I don't watch it. You know, I'm such a huge fan of Whoopi, but I never watched that show.
Yeah, Whoopi's amazing as well. But, like, so basically they were saying, like, basically this has all become around a conversation of, like, cancel culture as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of, like, and that's what Ellen's position on is. Like, you can't just...
She's like, when people get angry, they tweet.
But also, like, you can't just, like, cancel someone for having another opinion to you. Like, the only way that we can... like change someone's opinions by bringing them closer to us.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also like, he's a war criminal as well. Like you have, and you sort of have to, I feel like that you can't apply that same logic to someone who is like, had said something problematic in the past
yeah.
to someone who is like, responsible for murdering families.
Thousands and thousands of people.
Yeah, and it's like, yeah. So it's like, I feel like you can't always apply the same rule everywhere you go. But what was I saying? Oh, because Joy was like, I don't know, Joy took the right stance on it, which she was like happy to be like, Alan doesn't have a hand in my pocket. Whereas Whoopi, yeah. You could see, was like, not keen to trash her famous friend. And I was like, so interesting, the celebrities that came out in support of Alan. I was like, they're all fucked in the head. I mean, it's because they're all actors. And you can't really, like, if I think of all the actors in my life, I would never take their opinion on anything.
And I couldn't be sure who they vote for.
Yeah. But I wouldn't want to hear them talk.
So many people I went to drama school with didn't vote. And I was like,
oh my God.
And I was so angry. I was like, yeah, you gotta vote.
Because a lot of actors are just like self-obsessed.
Yeah.
Like, and just worried about like their careers or whatever. And they're not worried about like how that affects the wider.
Yeah, not at all.
It's, yeah. So, yeah, Alan is trash.
I was thinking that reading so much about George Bush at the moment, because I was like, what were his war crimes? Basically, and then going deep and reading all
about
it. Who's
the actress in The Good Place who spoke out about it? And then
Jameela.
Yeah. That was so interesting.
That was interesting. I actually thought her apology was great. And same. I was like, yeah, of course. Like, I kind of knew.
Same. But also, I was 10. Yeah. And then you go like, he's an idiot and the war is bad. And that's all I kind of know. That's all
you
I
were 10. You were like 14, I reckon. I was like 17 during the Bush administration.
Right.
You're like 15.
I wouldn't even know. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I felt 10. 10
I know, but that's the thing. I'm like, when I was 17, I was also a fucking dumbass.
I was so fucking stupid. I was like, literally had a picture of the drama masks on my wall. Like, you can't. I was like making art, painting spoons. That matched my cam. That matched my bedding. You shouldn't trust me, you know? But then, like, I had no idea. Like, I didn't even know, like, really, like, New Zealand politics at that time. Because you're just worried about losing your virginity and fixing your skin.
Yeah. And even that, because I was, so last night I saw American Idiot, the musical, based on the Green Day album, which was a response to George Bush's presidency.
Wow. Which I did, come full circle.
I know. Isn't it amazing? And I did love the album at the time, but I was like,
it's
George Bush.
The American Idiot.
Yeah, he is. He's also, there's a song by Incubus called Megalomaniac. Hey, Megalomaniac, you're no Jesus. I loved that as well.
The straightest music I ever got into was Good Charlotte.
Yeah, that's pretty straight.
Random, mate. I listened to a couple of their albums. I can't remember any of them now.
Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
That's where these girls who like boys, who like girls, who like boys.
I've got into the party. Girls don't like boys, girls like cars and money. That's a fuck song.
I like All American Rejects. They're the ones, swing, swing, swing on the tabletops.
Yeah.
Anyway, this whole genre of music I'm all in on now, which is why I was so excited to see All American Rejects yesterday. And what did I see? American Idiot.
Already forgotten its name.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
Well, look, the music is...
Look, I got a free ticket. And Alan... It was trash.
I'm friends with anyone. Look, the script of the musical is so dumb. The choreography is appalling. The songs are... It's literally just them pulling the fingers at the audience for the whole time.
This is a theater review podcast.
It is now. But the songs are undeniably so... I don't know why. I know it's like the whitest music in the world. And it was... And the people were standing up. They were loving it. People were loving this. And they were all white. All like white people in their 40s were kind of like... standing up for Time of Your Life at the end. I love some melodic kind of emo pop as well.
I went to Ivy in Wellington, which I think is maybe New Zealand's best gay bar.
Yeah.
And they
You heard it here, 13th.
We've been to a few now. I haven't been to Staircase in the Swing of it, though. Like, so we should experience that. I should just go out. But...
For once in your freaking life.
For once in my fucking life.
Push out the boat. Is that what you say? Push out the boat?
Yeah.
Burn the candle at both ends.
That is like exhausting yourself.
I know, yeah. Oh,
go out and burn the candle at both ends.
But that means you go out and party, but you also work hard so that you don't have any rest time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that
real? Burn the candle at both ends. It means, during work hours, you're going hard.
All party, all play.
Afterwards, you're partying hard.
All party, no play. What's that all about?
I don't know.
Anyway. What was I talking about? I just felt like it has a good vibe about that. It feels like quite queer there, which I like. Mm. They were having a drag night and it was all emo themes.
I really like emo music.
And people were like ironically singing to the music.
Mm.
But then I was like, I knew all the words.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I don't know. I was emo
Alien Ant Farm. And even with the lights down real low,
real low, real. Oh, I love that.
So good.
I felt like I was emo cusp. You know, like I was hanging out with emo kids, but never like, I just didn't want my mum to worry, I think. So I never like kind of went there, but a lot of kids were like, I want my parents to worry.
My little sister was more kind of openly emo to me because I was more into like old rock and roll because I'm kind of just like,
you're a Beatles music freak. Like that.
Yeah. But like secretly, I was also like,
you're
listening
all
to
Abbey
her,
Road
like,
culture.
Romance. That's exactly me. Abbey Road poster, the one you could get and you I can love, still buy from any
I
shop.
I love a teenager.
On my wall.
I love a teenager who's like into the Beatles. Like Eddie was so into the Beatles, childhood friend Eddie. And I was just obsessed with it, like being like all the clues of all the albums.
I still have the Beatles, the box set with all the, it's all the CDs remastered, but they've done, the packaging's like a record. So it's really beautiful. Bought to me as a 21st present from my then girlfriend, Brinley.
That's a gorgeous girl.
Alexandra Steele.
And it was really like, I don't think I had like an artist that I was like that close to like later on in my life, but certainly Avril Lavigne, like when I was like 11.
Oh, yeah, wow, yeah,
and
right.
I wanted Complicated to play so bad at my 11th birthday party, I remember it.
Yeah.
And I would wake up every morning and listen to The Morning Madhouse with JJ, Mike and Dom. Oh, such a problematic name when you think about it. Yeah.
The Madhouse. It's The Madhouse.
We're all fucking freaks. Welcome to The Madhouse.
So quick, someone get us some meds because we're crazy.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
They would always, that like Complicated just dropped and I was like,
huge.
I need that song to play at my 11th birthday party. And so I would like wake up every morning and like as soon as it started playing, record it on my cassette player. Wow. So it played like 12 times in a row of different lengths at my party. And then just like that finished. And then I was like, right, some more CDs. But like I didn't really have any taste in music.
Yeah.
So sad.
Wow.
Get a point of view, Chris, for God's sake.
Honestly, I've gone deep on, I reckon, Beatles. And then Vampire Weekend.
Yes.
And then, now it's like Beyonce, Rihanna.
Yes, yes.
Carly Rae Jepsen. Booked some tickets.
So did I. I'm so excited.
I'm going to lose it.
I'm sitting down.
I'm standing.
Are you down in the, with the kids?
Yeah.
I'm with the grown-ups up top.
Yeah, cool.
I just know who I am. But I also know that we will all be standing up and dancing.
Yeah.
But I'm
when
like
that saxophone solo plays, it started to run away with me. Oh.
Da, da, da. It sounds like a conch in my mind. It feels like a conch calling
a
me. This is a very funny thing I was remembering. We used to have a conch in our bathroom growing up, which also feels very like appropriative and like problematic.
Yeah.
To have like this like Pacific
conch. Oh, and quite a lot of people have that in their bathrooms.
Yeah, because it's like, bathrooms are always ocean themed.
Yeah, they are. Isn't that strange?
And dried starfish.
Because that's where the shit's ending up eventually, in the mouth of that starfish.
And with the bowl with like those Venetian glass fish that have like a ball on the top that floats, and then a string, and then the bit of glass fish. That did you have those? How good are my hand actions right now? Do you know what I'm talking about?
The listeners will never know. And I...
Glass fish. No, these are very...
No, I don't know them.
Okay, if you're listening to the podcast and you know what I'm talking
about... I know the fish that sings.
No. We're thinking of an entirely different... That is for the man cave. This is for
mum's bathroom.
I know
the fish
bathroom.
Christians have as a bumper sticker.
No, it's a glass fish on a bit of see-through string and it's got a glass ball at the top. The glass ball floats, so it looks like the glass fish is floating.
I've never seen
if
that.
If you know what I'm talking about, please tweet Eli with a photo of it. Just spam him. All 10 of us will spam him. But anyway, there was a conch in the bathroom. And it was very funny because you'd be like in the other end of the house. And then every now and then someone would be like, I'm going to the toilet. And then like 20 minutes later, you'd hear like a...
20 minutes later.
Yeah, because they're like,
because they lock themselves in.
Well, no, because they're like, no, because like my older brother would like go to the toilet for like an hour and a half.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is so bad for you, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I feel like I've found a new position to shit from. Is that disgusting to say?
As soon as I, are you putting your knees up?
Well, I no, but
are you sitting up straighter?
I've actually been like...
Because I hunch for sure and I know that's bad.
I'm leaning four but sitting upright.
Yeah.
And it seems to be working.
Anyway. Stayed in my friend's flatmate's spare room in Sydney a while ago now, 7 months. Just, and he had...
Hold on. Got it?
Yeah. He had a...
Squatty potty.
And I was like...
Did you use it?
Yeah.
It feels quite intimate using someone else's squatty potty. But then
yeah,
also...
Yeah, but just, it's just your feet that go on it. Yeah. You know?
I was saying the other day... I went to a friend's house and they had matches from when they shit.
Oh, yes, yeah.
You'll know these people.
Yeah, I know who that is.
And
yeah.
I thought it was very funny that you could see a line of matches. And I was like, it's almost like a tally.
Which is
so weird. I'm like, it's like, hide them.
Yeah.
But anyway, I thought it was very like proud that they're like, take a shit, light the match, and proudly put it out, you know, and leave it on the sink.
Yeah, I didn't even know that was a thing until I was like,
I don't know if it masks that's things the smell that I didn't know. Or if it just smells
it eats
like
up a little
burning.
I think it probably works better than your aerosol cans and is better for the environment. Because aerosol cans, it's like, now it just smells like vanilla and shit, you know?
It's like someone's taking a big shit in a vanilla mousse.
Yeah. Hey, so we didn't look up a fact of the game, but then I was like, I've been thinking about this, and then I looked it up just before the podcast started. So get ready for me to read what is quite a dense page on psychologytoday.com, and then later on, after this podcast airs, my boyfriend will tell me what I got wrong. So, most people have heard the popular claim that men think about sex every 7 seconds, right? That is like a common thing.
I don't think that's true.
Well, guess what, Chris?
What?
You're absolutely right, yeah.
Wow.
That would be around 8,000 times a day, and there's absolutely no research to back that up. No research to say men or women think about sex more than the other, but they did collect data around from some people.
Oh. Well, name them, shameless.
Sharon Peterson. No.
Can't be Sharon.
283 students, they collected data from how many times they thought about sex. Per day. Median number of times for men for sexual thoughts was 18.6, and for women it was 9.9.
Sometimes I reckon I don't think about sex at all.
In a whole day? You must be never opening your Instagram search tab, am I right?
Mine's fully changed. Should we show each other?
Yeah, let's show us. Mine's pretty.
Should we not
clean.
Look at what they look like and then just show them to the other person?
Yeah. Yeah, great.
So I'm going to go to my page and then you just press the magnifying glass.
Yeah, I know how to get there.
Okay. Do you know how phones work? Okay.
Yes, okay.
Okay, I will say you already have quite a hunky guy.
Your top one is Dylan Burns, the hunky guy from Pose. But then you've got
gay guy, like just hunks.
Drag Race.
And then
Drag Race. Beyonce.
And then your internet's not working on your phone.
You've got some green donuts.
You've got lots of Drag Race. Drag Race UK, which is interesting.
Mm.
And
you got Buzz Lightyear?
Why is it? Oh, now your phone's working. Okay. Yours is mainly hot dudes.
Really?
But it really kind of shows me a type. Oh, a bit of sport.
Oh, this maybe work's taken over. You've got some older gay men kissing on the lips. And really? It's part of some sort of doco.
Wow.
You've got Courtney Cox.
I'm not going to apologize for it. Okay, you got a lot of Drag Race UK.
Yeah.
And then you've got, like, mainly kind of, I don't know how to describe this similar looking guy, but kind of a bit.
Some cauliflower soup.
Yeah.
That looks yum.
Yeah. You've got lots of, like, skater boys, you know?
Oh, wow.
Like, there sort of seems to be, like, sort of muscular skater boys.
There's a page that I do sometimes I end up on because of my search tab that I wonder if listeners are familiar with. It's a guy, I think he might be Australian, and he's vegan and ripped but straight.
Wow. Oh.
And all of his posts are just like a hot photo of him and then about three paragraphs about veganism.
Wow.
And I do, well, I just mainly look at it and I get, and I'm like, how do you maintain a body like that and being vegan? I feel like it must be quite expensive.
I feel like your Instagram is filled with a lot of photos that Tyler Oakley has liked.
Wow. I do follow Tyler Oakley.
Like, potentially that's the kind of...
You've got some Lush products, some Friends Memorial videos, some dance clips.
Friends Memorial. Why is that coming up?
I don't know.
Maybe because I watch Friends bloopers. Is this good podcast chat?
Yeah. I believe in it.
Yours is... Oh, here's... Yours is only two things. Drag Race UK and gay skater boys.
You've got one guy who looks like...
Oh, you have him too!
Oh, I've got him as well!
Bingo! Go Fish! Look, who is it?
I don't know.
We've got a photo of the same... We need to describe this.
His
Eli
name is David Corin Sweat.
And we both have photos of him as recommended on our Instagrams.
He's got a grey shirt. He looks, to me, what this looks like.
He looks like every actor I kind of
He
know.
Looks like an actor, yeah.
He's
yeah.
in The Politician.
Oh, okay.
So people are, maybe he's a gay actor who's in The Politician. The Politician. And people want us to like him.
Okay, did you hear? So this is something I was going to talk about. That's exciting. I saw Billy Lee Porter on your thing.
Yes.
And then did you hear that he's in talks to play the fairy godmother in a new adaptation of the Cinderella, starring
the Cinderella story.
Camila Cabello as Cinderella. It's a musical.
And Shawn Mendes?
I don't know, but I'd watch it. And I don't know.
Make her gay.
Make Cindy gay. She
finds a princess at the ball.
Please. Do you love the Roger and Hammerstein Cinderella, the one that they made a movie of with Brandy, Whitney Houston, Bernadette Peters?
I think I watched it.
Victor Garber, Walter Goldberg. I love it. Falling in love with love is falling for make believe.
So incredible that they're like, okay, well, we'll definitely keep the Rogers and Hammerstein score.
Yeah.
But Brandy,
Whitney. The cast is incredible. It's also like, truly, it's a truly diverse production.
Yeah.
The prince is Asian, and then his parents are Victor Garber and Whoopi Goldberg.
Perfect.
Shout out again.
And shout
Queen
out.
Queen of the fucking week.
Whoopi
Goldberg. If you haven't seen her stand-up where she plays the Valley Girl, look it up.
I haven't watched it.
So good. She used to do stand-up. It was all character monologues.
Surely, in her life.
She what?
Has she put a foot wrong?
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. And I can't nail
but definitely has.
Why, but definitely in this millennium she's done some crazy stuff.
She seems pretty like part of the morning madhouse, but then also like totally switched on at the same time.
Do you think Sister Act 3, will it ever happen?
I can't fingers
think
crossed.
I think it will.
But she doesn't change her look at all. Like she's got her like, she's currently got like white dreads at the moment and then like green glasses, and she wears like 400 shirts. And I'm just like, fucking Whoopi. Yes.
I love her so
much. I love
Whoopi.
And there's something, when I see her, I'm like, mum.
Yeah.
You know, like there's something so familiar about her because she was just like everywhere in the 90s.
Amazing cameo in Little Rascals, the movie as well. And then they make that joke where the kid's like, Whoopi.
I'm having film nights with my friends like every week at the moment.
Wow.
Really enjoying it. And we're getting into spook season because it's Halloween. Yeah. And we watched The Craft. I've never watched The Craft. And I watched
The movie.
Yeah.
It's on next week at Academy for $5 Wednesday.
Go. It's incredible.
So, yeah, great.
The fashion, we're literally wearing everything that they used to wear back then. Yes. Like everyone dresses like a 90s witch now. There's something about like a 90s witch aesthetic which is like inherently bisexual to me. Like I'm just like, yes, this is like bi awareness month. Like I just loved it. Like,
how witchy do you feel? What percentage of witch are you?
I always feel like you can break down someone down by a witch, or they're either a witch or a clown.
Yeah.
and I would say I am 40% witch, 60% clown.
Mm.
Maybe.
What am I? I
think I'm 90% clown, 10% witch.
Wow, really? Yeah.
You dated?
I dated 100% witch.
A witch, you know? And so I feel like now you've gone, like you've swung the other way, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
But I now, I don't know if I date, I think Michael's like somewhat of a witch, like has witchy qualities. I don't know what.
Definitely a clown though as well.
Yeah, oh, you're for sure a clown. Mm. I don't know really like what, there's such like ephemeral terms, but it's like, it's what people are drawn to, like whether they believe in that kind of like, I mean, some people are literally like, I identify as a witch, which is like, great. And they really like buy into like crystals and potions and spells.
Yeah.
But there are some people who like don't follow like witch methodology, but just have a witch vibe about them where Absolutely. They'll be like, there's something in the air. And I'm like, that's what a witch would say. Whereas a clown is like, they just follow what's in front of them and often get hit in the face with like signs and stuff, you know?
Yes.
And they're my horoscopes, basically.
It's beautiful.
You're either a witch or a clown.
You're a witch or you're a clown. Oh, I'm witching out about something at the moment, which is that I ordered some ASOS, and this has never happened to me before, but I got held up in customs.
Oh, that's happening now.
And then I had to pay like $150 extra to get it. It's crazy. I'm heartbroken. And I think what I've discovered since then is that if I just made two smaller orders, they would have just both come and been, you know, maybe wearing
just
those clothes.
Just don't buy
now.
ASOS, though.
Do you think it's bad? Well, I guess it's shipping across the world.
It's fast fashion as well, like, and it's just so bad.
Mm.
But I don't
buy, like, ASOS brand cheap clothing.
Though. Oh, that's good. You buy expensive
I buy, like, you know, the Nike shit that those wonderful children
make. They're so good. I just have a personal vendetta against ASOS because I bought all my costume online for it, like, literally a month ago. So who am I to judge, you know?
Yeah.
And it all fell apart on my body.
Fuck.
And I was just like, this shit is made so badly. But then it's like, fuck.
I have problem finding pants, and I have to buy pants online, and ASOS is the easiest way
you
to do
it. You have to buy pants online?
Yeah.
Because you got you know the measurements that you're looking for.
I know the measurements that I'm looking for.
I was like, because surely you want to try them on.
Look it up. Or you can go to like directly to like a jean brand. So if I go to like the Nudie Jean website, I can measure them out. Yeah, right. But
I just have trouble finding shoes in this goddamn country.
God help a sister. Ow.
Help out a size 14 queen. Because I need a pair of shoes. Yeah. These are terrible. They're falling apart on my feet.
I have had those a long, long time.
Oh, this is the second pair.
Oh, yes.
Do you love that when you just buy the same pair of shoes and you're like, maybe I am 65?
Well, I've always owned a pair of white Chucks. Always.
I've not worn Chucks in so goddamn long. They're but so forever they were my brand.
Yeah.
Do you feel like this Chris rocking a pair of kooky Chucks? Would you ever go like one and the other of a different color?
Absolutely not.
And when this is when I know that I was emo.
I just puked.
This is I'm offended. 14-year-old me is offended. This is when I knew I was like emo cusp, is that I wanted like the tall Chucks, you know?
Yes.
When I was 14 and 15, Chucks was like the brand. It was like, yeah, it was there's so a new huge limited release of Chucks. They're like, but it would never be like, it's with this celebrity. It'd be like, they're irreversible. Or like, it had like, it's like, it had an angle.
The first pair
they
of Chucks,
smell of strawberries.
The first pair of Chucks I had was absolutely iconic. They were, oh my God. They were camo Chucks.
And also, hashtag your first Chuck memory at my first Chucks.
They were fold down camo. So if you folded them up, they would have gone halfway up your calf. But
yes, Queen, you had that. That's what I wanted.
I loved them.
I love it.
And
I
held on to them.
I love a fold in a Chuck. It's revolting.
It's like a little
but also great.
Dude, it's like a little elf shoe.
I know, but it's like I'm casual. It's like I'm freaky. It's kind of like the attitude you're giving off. It's like, I guess I'm an artist. That's the attitude. It's like I fold my Chucks. I'm a bit of an artist. I had my first one were olive green.
Oh yes,
put yellow laces in them to give them more personality and more pep.
Olive green and yellow, I don't know.
And then I bought
about
a gorgeous pair, a delightful pair of bright orange Chucks that were just shoe length, just the normal shoe length. But get this, no laces. They were elasticated and they were like stuck down, but the laces were gone. So it was like, I'm fucking fucked. I just took all my laces out of my shoes. That was the kind of energy that they were giving off.
I love walking into a Converse outlet store, and what they have there is the back wall. They have it's all the standard. You're full black.
Yes.
You're black with the white sole.
Yes.
You're white with the red and blue, and those are $100, and they never change price.
That's
and then
right.
You look around the rest of the shop, and then range between $30 to $70. There is an assortment of crazy
bad
designs.
I just smashed your hand. Absolutely.
Tartans and folding things and fluffy little things, and laceless, like, and oh my god,
some like. Intern was like, design a pair of Chucks for the day. And they were like, okay. And they're like disco glam Chuck Taylors. And then they're just like, these, we'll see if they sell. It's like, nope, $39.
Put them on. There were things that probably were released were $250, were marked down to 30. Might get marked down to one day deals. You know, like I remember buying a pair of Chucks, which were two sizes too big for me, but the deal was so good that I still bought them from Pack and Save. They had it was crazy. They had a big crate of Chucks.
Where'd you get your shoes from? Pack and Save. It's like, no.
And it was so long. And I feel like everyone could tell when they saw me wearing them that I was wearing shoes that were too big for me. And I was like, it doesn't matter. That was $17.
I had the black and white ones, but they were from Number One Shoe Warehouse. And they were not like Chuck Taylors. They were like,
oh, yes.
Everyday or like whatever like the label was.
Yeah.
And the black little bit, like strip around the white sole, that peeled off. And my foot came through the bottom of the shoe because it was made out of. Like, not rubber.
Nothing. My Chucks at the moment have kind of fallen apart because I put them through the wash.
Freaky.
Yeah.
I've never put a pair of shoes through the wash, but I've always wanted to do it.
Do it.
It works?
These ones are wearing now. I've washed them like 6 times.
And do you put them in with a load or just on their own?
On their own. Put them in a pillowcase. Tie up the pillowcase.
Oh, you are used to this.
Yeah.
Wow, you've got a system and everything.
I'm trying to make my shoes last longer instead of being addicted to buying shoes because I was for a little while. I just kept buying shoes. And now I have had the same... You know, selection for a while. I bought one pair of shoes this year. I bought some Vans.
Fuck, we're old, eh?
Yeah.
But it's also nice to talk about, like, that kind of stuff. Isn't I imagine it? Teens talk about it as well.
What, shoes? Yeah, I think teens do talk about shoes.
Do teens talk about shoes? But, like, I guess they do.
But I remember when I was like eagerly buying shoes, my dream was like, and one day I'll have all the shoes I want and I'll just be able to swap. You know, that's what I thought was ever achievable, but it's never achievable. You never look at your shoes and think, complete.
Sometimes I do.
Really?
Like, I probably had this thought like maybe 2 weeks ago where I was like, yeah, one for this occasion, one for this occasion, one for this occasion and that.
Yeah.
I've got Birkenstocks.
Yes.
I've got formal black boots.
Uh-huh.
I've got these white sneakers.
Yeah, this is going to be people's favourite bit.
And I've got a pair of... I don't, what about when we looked at each other's
behind
phones?
The
I've got a pair of running shoes.
Yeah.
And I've got a other pair of fun sneakers. That's it.
Yeah, that's cool. Wow. So that's less than me.
That's every occasion.
Yeah, that's great. That's all you need. I've got a dozen pairs of casual shoes and nothing to wear to a wedding.
That is your self-autobiography title.
Yeah.
A couple of dozen casual shoes and nothing to wear to a wedding.
That doesn't like some fucking Instagram account that's got a book deal.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. I feel like it's happening more and more. What was this gossip? Like, oh, this is nothing. But what was that gossip that was like someone exposed someone online?
Oh. Are you talking about Caroline Calloway?
No.
Okay.
British.
Oh, this is good.
What happened?
It's Can you so tell
me
funny. Story?
Can you talk to me about, like, translate
so
it
to me? So they're both women involved, I think, are footballers' wives. Yes.
Right.
And one of them was like, someone keeps leaking out my personal secrets to the Sun. And then she was like, I think I've got a theory for who it is. Because she had a private Instagram account that
right.
only people were close to her. She was sharing things on her Instagram story about her life, and so those were getting leaked. And she was like, I reckon I know who it is. So what she did was she blocked everyone except for that girl. And then she started creating fake stories about herself, doing Instagram stories about them.
Heaven.
And then that girl leaked those stories to the Sun.
She's like, gotcha.
And then she was like, gotcha. And so she released it all as one of those tweets. One of those tweets you do a screenshot of the notes app. It's heavenly.
I love it.
I'm like, make that a movie.
Yeah.
That's so good.
That's incredible. Such dedication.
Such dedication.
I love when you get shared an Instagram that's close friends with someone you're like, we are
I
not
know.
Close friends.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I always am like, back off. You know, but also, what's the goff?
Yeah.
Also,
like, what do you want to share with me?
Basically, if anything can get you fired.
Yeah.
Usually is like what gets shared on close friends for me.
Yeah, true, true, true.
Or like, yeah, I'm always like, I love what people share on close friends.
I don't have a close friends. I've never shared a close friends post. But I don't even know what I'd share.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, you don't read a story anyway.
You've wow.
Done that in a while. When was the last time you went straight to Cam?
A while. I'll be honest.
I'll tell you, as your number one supporter, and you know that is true because I'm constantly giving you feedback.
Every time I do a story where I am talking to Cam, Chris will write me and say,
right, "Love it,
love it, yeah. Loving this. Keep it
yeah,
up."
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I want more.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
It's fun seeing you there. You were yeah. doing that funny ASOS stuff.
I was doing funny, like yeah.
Yeah. Just throw shit at the wall and see what stinks.
Okay. Cool. I will.
It's funny when I say it out loud versus when I tweet it.
Shit at the wall and see what stinks. Yeah.
I think it's hilarious.
I think it's a nice line.
It's a classic malapropism, which, you know, it's always fun to find. Anyway, well, I guess apart from sharing your first hashtag Chuck memories.
And please share it to us. And share the craziest one you've seen.
And take a photo of the ugliest Chuck Taylor. I'm going to go on a hunt and I'm going to find
yes,
one. Because I've got nothing
one.
To do with my life at the moment. So I'm going to absolutely follow through on that. Apart from that, I guess, has this episode been long enough? Someone complained that it was short.
Really? Did someone complain?
They were like, oh, I only need half an hour. And I was like, sorry.
The previous week we did like an hour and a half.
I know.
We truly have no... we didn't know that those were different lengths.
The structure's loose and is goosey. So we did a fact of the gay, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
We kind of skipped past it. And Queen of It was Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoopi Goldberg.
And this episode has been sponsored by Chuck Taylor's.
Yeah.
So apart from that...
Live, laugh, gay.
Live, laugh.
Live, laugh, lesbians.
Okay, let's finish. Let's replace live, laugh, love with what it should be, and that can be our sign out.
Fist fuck Felch.
No, fuck you. Felching is so
felching
funny.
Felching is so funny.
I'm into Felch culture.
Let's bring it back.
I love it. Let's bring it back.
Let's bring
get
back Felching.
Felch a loved one tonight. It's been Mail Gates. And remember, Felch a loved one tonight. Say hi to your mum for me.
Say hi to your mum?
Felch your mum for me. What is felching?
Isn't it when you come and then you suck the cum out of the bum?
Oh, I thought it was saying like dicks rub against each other.
That's frottage.
Oh, yeah.
Frottage is very funny. But
frotting
I also think
felching.
Felching was
it
like,
all sounds like craft.
Felching was one of the ones that at our high school, we took our headphones off and put them back on. We were finished.
Not finished quite yet. We've got to talk about Fronage.
Yeah, it was like the most extreme kind of dirty person would be like, Felch. And you'd be like, what's Felching? They'd be like, I'll never tell. And then you've kind of
What is Felching? Imagine if they, Apple sent back like...
I found some information about that. Take a look.
Siri's like, I'm not saying that loud.
I do not want to say it.
It's giving me Filch, classic Kiwi accent.
Oh, gosh.
You do an American, I guess.
Siri, shall I type it in?
Yeah.
Okay, and I'll read the Urban Dictionary definition.
Oh, I love that these Urban Dictionaries, like teenagers running the internet.
Felch, verb, the act of sucking or licking ejaculate or other substance mixed with ejaculate out of the orifice in which they were deposited. Most commonly used to refer to sucking semen out after anal sex, but technically sucking the semen out of your girlfriend's pussy is also felching.
Thanks, Uncle Bruce.
Look, I've got an Uncle Bruce.
Do you?
Yeah, let's wrap it up there.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.